From the wail of agony, he knew he'd hit a mark. A gush of blood spurting over his head as a dog spun before him, its eyeball hanging by bloody threads from the socket. It gave Thorne courage. He jabbed hard again, then began swinging the tire iron with both hands as he struggled to regain his footing. Jennings rolled over and over until he reached the base of a tree, fighting to pull himself upward as the dogs raged about him, still striking at the camera and straps wound about his neck. As he fought them, the flash attachment went off, and the animals cowered before the blinding spark of light. Thorne was on his feet now, swinging wildly with the tire iron, connecting with heads and muzzles as he staggered backward toward the fence. Jennings had leapt from the tree, holding the flash attachment in front of him, triggering it each time the dogs advanced, driving them back until he, too, had made it to the fence. He moved quickly to Thorne, keeping the dogs at bay, while Thorne began to climb over. His clothes torn, his face bloodied, Thorne struggled upward on the fence, suddenly falling hard upon the top of it and impaling himself through the armpit with one of the rusted spikes. Crying out in pain, he forced himself upward and fell hard to the earth on the other side. Jennings followed, triggering his flash as he went, then throwing it at the howling dogs as he jumped down on the other side. Thorne was staggering as Jennings grabbed him, half carrying him toward the cab. The cab driver gazed groggily out at them, then gave a moan of horror. He reached for the ignition, but the keys were gone. He raced out, helping Jennings load Thorne into the back seat of the car. As Jennings ran to the trunk to retrieve the car keys, he glanced back at the dogs, which were now going wild. They were smashing themselves into the fence, howling with anger. One of them tried to leap over and almost made it, but was impaled by the neck, blood shooting out like a fountain. In their frenzy, the other dogs leapt upon him, eating him alive, as his legs kicked wildly and his voice wailed with rage. The cab sped away with its back door flapping open, the driver shocked as he gazed into his mirror at the two men in the back. They no longer looked like men, but tangled masses of blood and clothing, and they clung to each other, weeping like children.